From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carly Miller and Daniel Zuckerman are reporting for Columbia Green Media. Four Naxalone or Narcan training sessions will be held during the month of May at locations in Greene County. The State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services recently announced the series of training sessions will be funded through a grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Participants 16 and older will be taught how to recognize, respond, and reverse an opioid overdose by administering the generic drug that reverses the symptoms of an opioid overdose and helps the victim breathe. They will also learn how to acquire Naxalone through the state's co-payment assistance program. In Greene County, Naxalone sessions will be held at the Catskill Library on Franklin Street at 6 p.m. on May 2nd and May 16th. At the Wyndham Civic Center on Route 23 in Wyndham at 8:15 p.m. on May 16th, and at the Cornell Hook and Ladder Company on Gill Road in New Baltimore at 11 a.m. on May 19th. Additional information on the training sessions is available at oasas.ny.gov. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A new poll of Columbia County business found that 30% of respondents believe the local business climate has improved somewhat, while 5% believe the improvement has been considerable. The polarity of respondents, or 49%, said the climate remains the same since last year. The first annual Columbia County Business Leaders Survey was conducted by the Siena College Research Institute and commissioned by the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. The results of that survey were presented April 24th during an agency annual meeting at Cordell's Restaurant on Route 9H in Ghent. 39% of the 176 business owners surveyed said 2017 was a successful year for their enterprise. However, business owners expressed concern about the quality of the potential employee pool in the area, with 73% rating the suitability of the workforce as fair or poor, and 74% reporting the technical skill level of those potential employees as problematic. And 70% of the local business owners opined that the work ethic among local workers is either, and I quote, a somewhat or very significant problem, end quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in almost all counties in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskill were higher in March than a year earlier, according to State Department of Labor data released April 24th. March was the fifth consecutive month in which jobless rates in local counties were generally higher than in the corresponding month a year earlier. The Greene County unemployment rate in March was 5.8%, up from 5.5% in March 2017. The jobless rate in Columbia County was 4.6%, up from 4.2% the year before. Similar increases were reported in Dutchess, Delaware, Orange, and Ulster counties. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, Republicans held both special election seats, with Chris Tague beating Adrian S. O'Connor Jr. in the 102nd Assembly District and Jake Ashby beating Cindy Doran in the 107th Assembly District. Tague got 8,547 votes, and O'Connor received 8,259, according to the State Election Board. Independent Les Laraway got 1,749 votes, mostly in Schoharie County, where he and Tague are based. O'Connor lost his home Greene County by 93 votes. With all precincts reporting in the 107th election, Ashby had 7,797 votes, and Doran trailed with 7,517, 280 less. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union in other New York races. Democrats held on to the three assembly seats in New York City and one in the Buffalo area. Republicans defended two assembly seats on Long Island. In the Senate, Democrats also held a seat in the Bronx. On Long Island, Democrat Steve Stern took a seat the GOP held for more than 20 years. All the winners of the April 24th special election must run in November for a full two-year term. The petitioning process to get on that ballot will begin June 5th. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting rain for today, patchy fog in the early morning, a temperature high of 55 degrees. For Wednesday night, rain is likely before midnight, then showers are likely, mainly between midnight and 1 a.m. Patchy fog before 9 p.m., otherwise it will be cloudy Wednesday night with a low around 49 degrees. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 42 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:48 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 37 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 25th day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.